Okay. So, we'll say short Torah on Tu B'Shvat. Tu B'Shvat always holds that in all this, the Yon and Parshas of B'Shalach Yisrael. And we're holding in Shoshim Yom Kodem Echag, 30 days to Purim. It's not random that Tu B'Shvat comes right in between these Parshas. Why did Yisrael come to Klal Yisrael? Rashi just famously from the Gemara. Because you heard about two events. You heard about Mechamas Amalek and about Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf, I'm not going to focus on more for now. I want to just focus on Mechamas Amalek. What was so chash about Mechamas Amalek that Dafka brought Yisrael in? So I think the answer really connects to really what Tu B'Shvat's all about. Tu B'Shvat, we know, is that everyone says there's no fruits on Tu B'Shvat. If you go to Eretz Yisrael, there's no fruits on the trees. But the sap, as we spoke about before, in the farm said that the pineus of the trees, something's starting to change. The Sanz Rebbe said that starting from Tu B'Shvat until Shavuos, you don't go 2 weeks without another Yontif. For example, Tu B'Shvat. Then comes Rosh Chodesh Adar. Nishnech Nes Adar Marbe Mesamcha. 2 weeks after Rosh Chodesh Adar, Purim. The holiest. And Shusha Purim. And if we're going to be in Eretz Yisrael, I think we could have Purim the third day, for Shabbos, going to Shabbos Kodesh. Exactly. Then Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Gemara says, Chazal said Rosh Chodesh Nisan was no great, it was like Chodesh Baruch was the most joyous day that like he created the world. Then we have Pesach, Yontif of Pesach, Shvi Shal Pesach, the second day of the Pesach. Then you have Sfir Sa'omer, you have Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Lag Ba'omer. Forgetting about Yom HaShoah and Yom HaZikaron, we're not talking about those are very chashuv too, and then comes Lag BaOmer, comes Shavuos. So Tu B'Shvat, the Sanz Rebbe says, it's mamish in the dead winter, but it's something's changing. Spring's not there yet, but Tu B'Shvat's a sign that something's changing in the Olam. Something's coming. Amalek's the one that's still telling us that no winter, dark, be sad. You fell, you fall, you struggle. You don't want to have a connection to the Baruch Hu. The Baruch Hu has nothing to do with you, because you're karcha b'derech. We have to fight. We fight off Amalek Dafka with Tu B'Shvat. Tu B'Shvat is the message that no. Even though there might not be fruits right now, maybe I did something I shouldn't have done, or I spoke to someone I shouldn't have spoken to, or I don't feel like close to the Ribono Shel Olam. Something down deep inside is telling me, I want to be a fruit. I want to come back to the Ribono Shel Olam. So Rav Weinberger quoted in Maisa. Story goes is that it was one Shabbos afternoon around Tu B'Shvat, and Tzadik with Moshe Mordechai of Lulav was in the Beis Midrash when a man came over to him. Moshe Mordechai of Lulav was in the Beis Midrash, and a man came over to him and he said, Rebbe, I'm a Tu B'Shvat fruit. He says, you're a Tu B'Shvat fruit? Shteist? What does that mean, you're a Tu B'Shvat fruit? So he said, the man said that Rav Moshe Mordechai's uncle, Rav Alter Sosnovitzer, used to travel to the Lulav every year for the 7th of Shvat. What was the 7th of Shvat? Seventh of Shvat was the yahrzeit of Rav David Lulaver. I think that was Moshe Mordechai's father. And one year the snow. So what happened? While he was there, he was accustomed to eating some dried fruit for Tu B'Shvat. Then he stopped by. He came for the seventh of Shvat, and he stayed there a week later for Tu B'Shvat. However, what happened? One year the snow was so heavy, the merchants, the people who brought in the fruits, they weren't able to bring fruits back for Tu B'Shvat. And Rav Alter was very anxious that a few days before Tu B'Shvat, that at the end of the day he said the following thing. This guy said, Rav Alter said, anyone who goes and gets me fruit, and you'll go through the snow, go through the winter, go through the hard times, you bring me fruit, I'm going to bless them to have children. What happened was, this guy said that I went through terrible, terrible things for a week. And I braved many dangers. I traveled through the snow just to be able to get the Rebbe, Rav Alter Sosnovitzer, some fruit for Tu B'Shvat. And I brought back the fruit for the Rebbe just in time for Tu B'Shvat. The Rebbe was very happy, but he was a little worried. Why was he happy? He was happy he got the fruit, but why was he worried? He was worried because he saw that I was a little older man. But he gave me a bracha that I should have children, and I should have siyata shemaya. So Rav Alter then, what did he do? He spent the whole night, the whole day of Tu B'Shvat, deep in tefillah, at Rav David Lulaver's kever, asking that Hashem should have mercy on this man, that He should bless him with a child. Sure enough, the following Tu B'Shvat, he was blessed with a son. So the man told Rav Moshe Mordechai, I am that child. That is why he was a Tu B'Shvat fruit. I think the message is that Amalek comes and says, oh, you didn't have children for 60 years, you're not going to have a child. If you mess up, You fall, you struggle, you can never come back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Tu B'Shvat's the change. No, something's changing in the Olam. Amalek is the rest of the winter, and it's very, very good. But now something's changing. Now I could come back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I realize that I'm a Tu B'Shvat fruit. That even though something right now I might not have the fruits to show the Ribbono Shel Olam, but I know down deep I have that strong connection. Reminds me just of one other 10-second story. I was in Tzfat once, and it was called Moed Sukkos, and I had to get back to Yerushalayim because the family was going out for dinner. So I don't know if you ever had this feeling, Tzfat, you can mamish stay there forever.
Yeah,
you could stay there mamish forever. And there was a 3 o'clock bus, and I need to get something to eat. I didn't eat anything the whole day, so I ran to the got a taxi. Finally, we stopped at the pizza shop. I said, just wait outside here. I'll be done in 15 minutes. And what happened was, I go into the sukkah, got my pizza. It's like 2:30, and I'm just like, say my brachas. Like, and this couple there, they had to be in their 50s, sitting there with like a 4 or 5 year old child. I'm schmoozing, whatever. And I'm trying to be polite. I'm just like, I need to get back to Yerushalayim. And they told me that they lived in Australia for 25 years. It was worth it just to go to Isfah just for this one story. They lived in Australia for 25 years and they didn't have a child. So within the first year, they moved to Tzfat, they moved to Eretz Yisrael, they were blessed with this girl. I think her name was Eliana Sara. So mamish, the whole world of Tu B'Shvat, it's mamish to believe in the Koyach of Eretz Yisrael. The Koyach of Eretz Yisrael is the Koyach of Tu B'Shvat. To be able to believe there's something much deeper going on in the Olam, something much deeper going on in the world. Malik says, no, you have no special connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have no special connection to Eretz Yisrael. Yerushalayim is the Arabs. Jerusalem is the Christians. It's nothing to do with Klal Yisrael. It's nothing to do with to the Jewish people. Right? Donald Trump's giving this whole thing tonight about the big speech. I forgot the name of the speech. Whatever.
State of the Union, whatever.
We don't need anyone to give us a State of the Union to know we are. Eretz Yisrael is Klal Yisrael. We have the strongest connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hashem bless us now as we're now 30 days, 29 days approaching Purim. Tu B'Shvat is really the head start. We have to remind us who we are, the connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam.
Chaim, simple.